Summer is here, which means we all want to look and feel our best. A GLP-1 may be right for you. Visit orderlymeds.com to learn more about which GLP-1 you could be eligible for. Getting started is fast, easy, and happens virtually through telemedicine from licensed professionals. Check it out for yourself. Go to orderlymeds.com/podcast. That's orderlymeds.com/podcast. Taking care of yourself feels great. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Eligibility required and determined by a licensed provider. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
Hi, Radio Scoop Chat.
My favorite thing is...
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's Group Chat.
With Valerie McHugh.
You talking about it.
Every Tuesday on iRadio's Group Chat, we shine a spotlight on inspiring Irish businesses. And this week, we're chatting to someone who's proving age is just a number when it comes to entrepreneurship. At just 16 years old, Cathal Sweeney from Mungrat Community College in Limerick has invented the Glowball. A glow-in-the-dark schlitter designed to help hurlers train during dark winter's evenings. The idea has already generated over 40,000 euro in sales in just 4 months and recently won the top prize at the Student Enterprise National Finals. Cathal, welcome to the show. Congratulations on the big win as well. For people who haven't heard of the Glowball yet, fill us in. Tell us what it is and how it works.
So the Glowball is a glow-in-the-dark hurling ball that enables hurlers to train at night time. So you light up the ball with a UV torch and the ball becomes fully glow in the dark. So it removes the issue of if it's 6 o'clock on a winter evening, there's no light, you can just go outside and poke a ball for 10 minutes. And at the same time, you're not going to be able to lose any balls because you can see it if it goes into a bush.
It is ingenious, really. Kind of a surprise that it hadn't existed before this point. I know it came from your own experience as a hurler. That's why this was developed. Was there a specific moment when you thought this is absolutely something that needs to be created and someone needs to invest in it?
I don't think there's a specific moment, but I can vividly remember. I didn't just think of the idea. Like, I knew how I could make it. I was just poking a ball in my garden. It was, I don't know what day, like when exactly it was, but it was pitch dark and it was early enough. I was just home from school. All I wanted to do was poke a ball and I just couldn't see it. I kept losing it. So it was almost out of the frustration of that that I came up with the idea and worked on it.
The first version of any product is rarely something that's perfect, but how many different prototypes did you go through before you had a glow ball that you were happy with?
Well, there must have been about 5 or even 10. Like, it was back and forth the whole time. Like, I get sent videos by my manufacturer of them and half the time I just tell them not to even send it if it wasn't what I wanted. And I think I had about 4 in hand before I got one that I was actually happy with, and I started posting videos online with that.
You're only 16, which obviously people will know now, but most people that are age 16 are probably thinking about school or their hobbies, but not starting a business. Like, businesses wouldn't be probably the top of their agenda. What gave you the confidence to go for this idea, even though it is a rarer thing for a 16-year-old to do?
Well, I suppose I've always had like an entrepreneurial background and wanting to make money somehow. So like, even when I was younger, going back to when I was in sixth class, like even when I probably shouldn't have been, I was selling sweets in school. In second year, I used to go door to door cleaning cars, like in summer, in the scorching heat, just knocking on doors, asking, can I clean your car for 15 euro? So I suppose just stuff like that, it came off, and I didn't exactly know what I was doing when I went into it. Like, I had a small background with selling stuff online, but I just learned as I went through it. And I love what I do. Like, I'm lucky in the way that my business is like around something that I really enjoy and love. So when I'm poking a ball outside recording a video, it doesn't seem like a job to me.
What were some of the biggest challenges you faced when you did get off the ground?
Well, I think getting stock in hand, because originally when I ordered in stock, I didn't expect to sell as many as I did before posting videos online of them. So I think I ordered in like 120 and I think I sold nearly 1,000 like in the first few weeks. So I was always out of stock, like chasing my tail with pre-orders and stuff like that, which is really frustrating because it leads to getting emails and stuff like that that I have to manage. And like, I value my customers and I try to be as honest as possible, but there can be a few weeks of a wait time between an order and me actually being able to ship it, because as soon as the stock comes in, it goes out.
Yeah, and it's such a popular product, and you were probably erring on the side of caution, getting 120, we'll say, but obviously it blew out even more than that. You know, so many people wanted them and still want them. In 4 months, you've generated over 40,000 euro in sales. Did you ever imagine that the response would be that big? I imagine not.
Well, it's funny enough, because I'm not even sure why I did it, but I have a Google Doc. And when I was in school, like, probably shouldn't have been it, but I was like dosing class with some of the lads, like, don't tell my teachers that. And I was making the Google Doc, and I put into it for about a month the stuff that I was doing every single day, just what I was doing. And like, I think I wrote something stupid, like, oh, this business is going to take over my life. Like, so I did see the gap, and I want to keep expanding on it. And I did think that I would get this big. Like, I didn't think it would get this big so quickly, and I think I got lucky in some ways of the videos doing super well. But I always imagined myself to be in a similar situation to where I am now.
Winning the Student Enterprise National Finals is an incredible achievement too, on top of it all. What did that moment mean to you?
It was absolutely unbelievable. Like, I went into it just hoping that I could do well. Like, and I, even for the actual county ones, I was nervous. But I ended up pulling through. Like, I was lucky enough that I had the support of my school. Like, my school have been absolutely great. Like, the amount of time that I have off class and stuff like that, just even that I was in TY, like, I think I got two or three classes off every day where I could just work on pulling all my stuff together. And it really took the workload off me. Like, when I first started and my school didn't know about it, I would be up to 1 or 2 o'clock most nights. So like, that's really it. Like, I think I owe my, especially with the Student Enterprise, all my success to my school, Munger Community College.
What kind of support did you receive specifically from the Student Enterprise program? Because I know, as you've touched on there, it was pivotal in helping you turn this idea into a successful business.
Yeah, so there was a guy called Owen, and he used to come in and he'd basically guide me around what I need for the Student Enterprise and a few tips and stuff, even making a website. Like, as I said, it got me time off class where I was able to A, work on my business, and B, just get everything ready. Like, there is a decent amount of stuff that goes into the Student Enterprise, and I was lucky enough to have my teachers, Miss Fox and Miss Clancy, help me with some of the stuff. Even the report can take like weeks at a time. Like, I know I pushed it up to the deadline to do because I was managing that and the business. Like, I think it was like a 10-page report on this, so it wasn't easy. Like,
is the next step patenting the global, or take steps to protect the idea as the business now grows? As you said, and I would agree, it was always going to do well because it is such a good idea, but so fast how quickly it's grown.
Yeah, so I actually have 2 patent applications put in, but everything just takes so long with the back and forth. Like, if I send them an email, like, some of the stuff you have to name every single aspect of the product. So even if I forget one thing, like, then I have to put more back in. But I have 2 applications sent in, so I'm hoping to get those back in the coming months.
It would be amazing if that would get put through nice and quick for you now, especially since it is taken off. But have you had any interest from GAA clubs or county teams or even retailers that will take this even bigger, if that's possible?
Yeah, well, I get emails the whole time of individual shops looking to stock them, but at the moment my main concern is just I have a few orders and stuff like that with customers that don't have them, that ordered them maybe a few weeks ago. So before I want to target shops, I just want to get the customer base that I have and make sure everyone's happy with the products that they have and get them out to them timely. And once I'm on top of that and I can ship the same day I get the orders, then I'll look to stock shops. Like, I do have interest from shops and even club shops and stuff like that, but my main concern is like running a proper business that isn't just focused on generating a certain amount of money and not providing. Like, my dad always tells me to like say more than you'll do. Like, so that's what I'm at.
Is it a one-man show behind the scenes? Is it just you, or do you have help from other employees of the business?
Well, I don't have any employees at the moment. Like, the most I have, like, my real main woman is my mom. She helps me with absolutely everything, like, the whole time. If I tell her some days it could be 11 o'clock and I need to print stuff and she'll go down to work and do that, like, nothing could be around without her. Like, even the lifts and stuff, and she's just always involved with it. Like, I couldn't do anything without her.
It's amazing.
It's all down to her, like.
Amazing to hear you have that type of support. She's a typical mammy for sure, and yeah, really such an integral part of the business. But for other young people who might be listening to you this evening who think they have a business idea but they don't know where to start, what would your advice be to them?
Well, I think there's so many good ideas. Like, I was just thinking about if I didn't like act on the business that I have at the moment. And I think everyone gets these good ideas. Like, people know that I have a business now, so they come to me with ideas. But I think the best thing that you can do is just start. just out with something, whether that's trying to get the product manufactured, even as simple as a post online. Like, you don't know who that can reach. Like, and a lot of stuff just takes one bit of luck, like the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, you just need to have a breakthrough moment with one lucky video and just keep pushing. And I would also add that, like, I think everyone's so concerned about what other people think, like, of what am I going to look like if I start this? So I think everyone just needs to just start. Like, I don't really know what to say. Like, it sounds so simple, but no, it's really...
It's straightforward, but it's probably the biggest piece of advice anyone can get, because taking that first step is where people would be reluctant.
Yeah, I was thinking as well that I'd say, like, each, even a teenager, probably has like 10, whatever you want to call it, like million euro ideas, even in their teens. And the amount of people that choose to act on those is so little. Like, and every idea, however vast and bad it seems, if you believe in it, like, I remember when I started the business, I actually told a few of my friends about it, maybe not my close friends, but my friends, people in school, and asked what they thought of it. And the feedback I got wasn't what I was expecting. Like, they were saying, oh, how would you do this? How is that going to work? But I just pushed through it and I believed, which was the main thing.
Yeah, it is all about that self-belief. Is there another business in Ireland that you particularly look up to that you would like to recommend on the Business Spotlight?
Well, 100%. There's no doubt in my mind. Sean Ledden from Fear Jewellery. He's been helping me at the moment. Like, I had coffee with him the other day. He's inspirational with the stuff he does and his mindset. Like, I really want to learn from him. And he's been so good to me with teaching me some of the stuff that he's doing and how he was in a similar position. And I think it was something like he had 4 months to make his business, make his hobby a business. And then he turned that into something generating like €1 million a year. Like, that's where I want to be. Just someone like that. Sean is absolutely amazing. So
we have met Sean here before on the show. He was amazing that day. And I'm sure watching Fear Jewellery grow every single day has also been fantastic to see, and I'm sure your business is going to follow suit. Where can people find you online if they want to follow along or purchase a glow hurling ball?
So my business, or my website, is glowhurling.com. So it's G-L-O hurling.com. So it's not glow with the W, it's G-L-O.
Are you on socials as well?
Yeah, I have a few thousand followers on TikTok and Instagram. So my social medias are glow.hurling. So it's G-L-O.hurling.
Cathal, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. Well done on everything you've achieved, and I can't wait to see where this goes for you next.
Thank you so much for having me on.
iRadio's group chat. My favorite thing is, if you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
On iRadio's group chat
with Valerie McHugh. Keep talking about it.